You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The National Endowment for the Arts came up with its Big Read program to draw communities together. Choose a book, get people reading, talking, sharing ideas. A perfect example is the Big Read going on in Dearborn. Henry Fisher is a librarian with the Dearborn Library. He lives in Dearborn as well. Henry, welcome.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on here.
So, Henry, what book did you choose for the community of Dearborn to read?
We chose The Namesake by Jhumpa Lahiri. It deals with an Indian immigrant family that moves to the United States and kind of like the issues that they have with being first generation there. But it mainly focuses on the children born there, mainly the son, whom they named Gogol. After his father names him after a Russian author, and the son kind of struggles with his name throughout the whole book, in a sense. And it focuses mainly on Gogol's life and his struggles with his name.
And why did you feel that story was a good fit for Dearborn?
Oh, well, we thought The Namesake would be a good book that would appeal to as many people as possible. The Big Read is to get as many people involved as possible, because it's kind of like a one book, one community program.
And the immigrant experience, how do you feel that spoke to people in Dearborn?
I think that really spoke to a lot of people, because in a sense, we're all immigrants, and some of us immigrated later than others, but I mean, I think it speaks to everyone in a sense, and it speaks to a lot of people in Dearborn, which is a very diverse area.
And so the people of all ages, you're asking people to read the book, but you also ask people to submit a family story or a recipe?
Yes, we ask people to submit a family story or a recipe, and we tried to make it as broad as possible to just include as many people as possible. It was open to all ages, anyone. You didn't even have to live in Dearborn to submit a story or a recipe or a poem, and it could have been like a story relating to the immigrant experience or maybe a story about your name. A lot of people have stories about their names. And we also ask people to submit family recipes.
When you ask people to submit family stories and recipes, how many did you get? Was there a good response?
Yeah, we got a good response. We got about 110 recipes, and we've got over 100 family stories and poems. I remember one person, Jason Stanley, he submitted a story. His father recently passed, and he submitted a story about how they would go down to Kentucky, where his father was from. They would go down there, and he wrote that story just about how his dad would drive down there, and they didn't think much of it then, but now it all of a sudden became really significant.
Is there a place online where people can read these recipes and read these stories?
Actually, we're going to try to publish them as a book. And we're going to add the books to the collection, and we're going to sell copies. It's going to be kind of like a fundraiser for future Big Reads in Dearborn.
What do you think the Big Read has meant to Dearborn, and what would you say to other communities about doing their own Big Read?
You can really try to come together as a community under reading one book, and you can have that shared experience of that book. You can reach out to several different groups. We try to reach out to non-readers, people that don't use the library, so it gives us a chance to reach out to people, too, that might not use the library very often.
And I know you've got a big wrap-up event coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah, we've got that on Saturday, April 28th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at Henry Ford Centennial Library. And Jeff Karub's going to be here to do a musical, like a multimedia musical performance, exploring his family experiences with immigration. And then we're going to have some of the authors come in who actually submitted the family stories or poems, and they're gonna do like an open mic reading from their works.
So it's a great way to pull the community together. The Big Read, Dearborn, and Henry Fisher is with the Dearborn Library. Thank you so much, Henry, for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much.
Jeff Karub is a longtime reporter for the Associated Press. He is a singer-songwriter, a Dearborn resident, and as we just heard, Jeff will perform at the Big Read Dearborn Wrap-Up this coming Sunday. Welcome back, Jeff. Always good to see you.
It's great to be here, Cindy.
You are certainly a storyteller in your work as a journalist, but that's what you also want to do in your music.
Yes, and I often thought that the worlds were separate, but the older I get, the more I do both, the more I realize one informs the other.
And how do you think the songs and the stories you tell fit into that mission of Big Read Dearborn?
Well, I was born in Dearborn more than a few years ago. I live in Dearborn now. I have roots on both sides in Dearborn. And it's an amazing place. It's a sociological experiment. Ford was an exporter of cars but an importer of people. And I'm a product, a third-generation product of Ford's experiment. And I just feel like it's a place that's just ripe for playing music and telling stories.
Tell us how your family did come to be in Dearborn. Give us kind of the sense of how it all happened.
1912, my grandfather on my father's side comes from what's now Lebanon. He doesn't move to Michigan yet. He makes hats in Danbury, Connecticut. Then he gets called by the $5 a day that Ford was offering in 1914 or so and comes to work in Highland Park. It's Dearborn adjacent, right? Mm-hmm. It's not Dearborn proper. But he's also a Muslim minister. He's an imam. And he wants to serve the people, the growing Muslim community in southeastern Michigan. So he ends up, years later, leading a mosque in Dearborn, what's now called the Dix Mosque or the Dearborn Mosque or Masjid Dearborn. And he was the imam there for several decades, starting with the 1930s. Meanwhile, you have Sidney Feltek, my mother's father, born in 1909 in tiny Norwalk, Michigan. He comes down, the Depression, can't find work, works on the Great Lakes freighters, has some family living in the Dearborn, Detroit area. He comes down, works for Ford starting around 1935, buys a house in Dearborn, 1440 May Street, where I would see him and my mom grew up. So these two worlds don't come together until 1962 when my parents get married. The German, Norwegian, Irish mom and the Lebanese father.
It is such a wonderful story of, as you say, of many cultures coming together under one roof. But this, when you think about Dearborn, it certainly had its era and its history when Orville Hubbard was mayor for 36 years and anyone who was not white was aggressively not wanted by the mayor and many in the city. How would you say Dearborn is today in terms of getting past that chapter in its history?
I think Dearborn is working to get past it. It's kind of hard to live down history. We see this in all areas and people rethinking what their forebears might have said or might have done. But I think things like the Big Read Dearborn, a mayor who constantly talks about the value of diversity in the arts, in everything, really. I feel like Dearborn is getting it now. And there was certainly an era when it didn't get it as far as civil rights is concerned. I feel like things are improving. It's not paradise. Nowhere is. But there seems to be a value placed on diversity that perhaps in other times it wasn't.
So what are you going to be doing Saturday to help wrap up the Big Read?
Well, I'm going to play music. I'm going to tell stories, and there'll be slides and there'll be snacks. Maybe I'll have more people come because of the snacks part. You never know. But I'm going to tell some of my family story. The theme on Saturday is what's in a name. And the idea here is they wanted me to talk about what's behind my name and a little bit about the story I just told about my grandfather's coming to Dearborn and making a life, building a foundation for those yet to come, which is a line in my song made by Motown. So I'll play four or five songs. I'll tell some stories. There'll be some pictures, a funny video that my cousin made. I just like the idea of celebrating kind of this century of my family in Detroit and Dearborn.
Let's listen to some of that song you're going to be singing on Saturday, made by Motown, telling your family's story.
Grandfather came downstate, the other across the sea. Both took a shot at achieving their dreams by assembling Model T's. 5,000 parts and $5 a day, it was tough yet enough to take home. Still the best thing they built was not by their hands, but the foundation of those yet to come. For better or worse, man, we've seen much of both after a century. I'm still proud to say that they helped to make Motown, Motown helped to make me.
How do you think getting people all together under this one tent of the Big Read helps Dearborn, helps a city?
I think any time you have a project that invites, it certainly doesn't command or require, but invites people to read a book, It invites people to come to events that are ancillary or, you know, tangentially or directly related to that book. I think it just makes people feel invested a little bit. And they start thinking about their own family story, as I did when I learned about this big read several months ago. So I think we're all coming at it from different perspectives. I like to say that I hope there's something personal as well as universal in my music. And I think the same thing happens when you read a book. You start thinking about it from your own perspective.
Well, the big event, the big read Dearborn, will wrap up at 2 o'clock this coming Saturday at the Henry Ford Centennial Library, right there on Michigan Avenue near Greenfield. Very hard to miss. It's a beautiful big structure. So Jeff Karub will be performing, and people coming together, everybody's welcome, and there'll be snacks. Jeff Karub, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Cindy. It was great.
I'm blessed to be writing and playing my songs, the product of hard work and care. Sometimes I feel like the unlikely child of Henry Ford, Aretha Franklin. Come on now, for better or worse. And we've seen much of both after a century. I'm still proud to say that they helped to make Motown. Motown helped to make me, for better or worse. And we've seen much of both after a century. I'm still proud to say that they helped to make Motown. Motown helped to make me. I'm still proud to say that they helped to make Motown. Motown helped to make me.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.